This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with the man that is of the kings that lift up kings, Mr. Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself Coaching.
Yes, sir. Gotta have kings to lift you up, man. You gotta have people that build you up, don't bring you down.
That's it. For sure. And you need your support group. And we talked a lot about it, you know, kind of before we even started the show, where, you know, people like Zach Yenser and just, you know, successful people we see in our lives that, you know, you have good teams, good support groups around them that help them accomplish those goals, accomplish those tasks, accomplish, you know, whatever it is, you know, in their life that they're trying to get to. It's not as much as, you know, we like to think of the idea of a self-made man. There's not really such a thing. It takes a village to raise a human. So find your village, I guess, is what we're saying.
Find your peeps.
Yep. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to the leader of the village, a man who loves us all very much, kind of connects us all and reminds us that we are not lost, but we are connected through him. I like to call him God. Some people call him Allah. I think Jehovah. I think there's a lot of different names for him. Yeah. Just, you know, Harmony, Mother Earth. I don't know. There's a lot of different names. But I like to read the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely. So, we have another awesome show for you, as we always do. We get to have somebody who's kind of starting to become a regular on this show, and Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. And thank you once again for coming on and kind of filling our listeners in on all their cooling, heating, and plumbing needs.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely, I guess off the top, I mean, I feel like we've touched on this before, but kind of to just give our listeners a better understanding of kind of the particulars, because I know as much as, you know, we all have an air conditioning system, we all have a cooling system, we think that we know what's going on until we have a problem.
Right. You don't care about it until it's not working.
Exactly. And then we realize, actually, we don't have any idea what we're talking about. So so what is one of the most important factors, you know, for an air conditioner to run properly or to run efficiently?
Right. Well, I want to start off, since you said that, isn't that a blessing that all of us actually have air conditioning? That we live in a, I guess, a society or a nation that we can be comfortable during these hot times or these really cold times.
Yes.
I mean, that is a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So one of the factors for an air conditioning to run properly or efficiently, the biggest factor is airflow. Both, I'm talking about airflow going through your air filter inside. You have to have a clean air filter so that you can have that airflow, that clean airflow going through your system, but also on your outdoor unit. You don't want any dirt, debris, dog hair, or plants growing up into your outside unit where it's going to block that airflow and prevent the heat transfer.
Interesting. And what is like some indicators that there's something going on with your airflow, something's off, or
It could be that your air conditioner is freezing up. That's one of the indications. Yeah. And that could just be a dirty filter.
Okay.
If your air conditioner is not functioning properly, it could be a dirty coil outside too. And it could be something as simple as just spraying it off with the water hose, with the garden hose.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So let's just say, I'm just going to make up a theoretical situation. My air conditioner, you know, it seems like it's blowing well. Everything seems like it's running well, but it's just, it's not putting out cool air.
Okay.
What are some of the things that I should think about before I give you a call?
Right. Possibly your outdoor unit isn't running. It could be maybe a fuse or the circuit breaker has tripped. Could be something like that.
Is that more common than not?
It is a little bit more during this time of year with the monsoons. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get that power surge, and the air conditioner is trying to turn on at the same time with that power surge, and it might trip it. Mm. And it just might be something as simple as flipping the circuit breaker back on.
Nice.
Yeah. And as you were talking about how, you know, when the AC unit freezes up, I remember that's what happened to me, and it was because of the air filter was too thick.
Yeah.
And because of that, it just wasn't running.
Right. You want a pleated filter, but you want the most inexpensive pleated filter that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And then just change it every month.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I did. I had to just get the extra, like, not too thick ones, and it really worked, and now everything's running smoothly. The guy told me, he's like, you know what,
it's too dense. Yeah, it's too slowing down the airflow.
Yeah, and because of that, what actually happened to my AC unit was there was a lot of water buildup, and I guess I had no idea, but there's like, I guess a little pipe that the water comes out of at the bottom, but I don't know if it's the bottom or the top, but now it was coming out of the top, I think the top one, and that's the emergency one, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So your condensate drains.
Yeah. So can you, I don't know, like, cause I had no idea about that. I was like, wait, I don't know if this actually happened. It was clogged up. And then when it was finally fixed, like a lot of like really nasty stuff came out.
So in the, probably the houses that were built in the last 30 years, you have, if your furnace and coil are up in the attic, then they built them with a primary condensate drain and a secondary condensate drain.
Mm.
Your primary condensate drain drains down almost at ground level.
Yeah.
And your secondary condensate drain is up high. And if you see that dripping, that means that your primary is clogged.
Mm-hmm.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. That's why they did it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, that's what I noticed too. I was like, wait, this is not... Something's wrong here.
So. Yeah. And it's like we started off with, like, it's one of those things that you don't know until you know.
Right. Until it's happening.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And before I crack open another question, because I want to ask when we come back from the break, I guess it'll be a teaser. When we come back from the break, just stuff that people can prepare for in this season for the off, you know, for the off season, for the winter season. So that'll be the teaser for you guys out there listening, for our plumbing fanatics that just need to know. But this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe Myself Coaching, and I believe he has a little message to share with you.
Yeah, so anybody that's interested in a workshop that I'm going to be having, actually the masterclass, to help you with your goals and your dreams, anything that you've been thinking about for weeks, months, years, maybe decades, it's called The Blueprint on How to Turn Goals into Achievement. It's based off my book, and I will give you very simple but yet powerful information that will help you start taking action towards that goal and that dream that you desire, so that you can find your life's purpose and leave a legacy behind. So if you're interested in joining us, you can send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com, or you can check out my website at ibelieveinmyself.org, and I can give you all the details. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action Print and Copy.
We like to say here at White Stallion Ranch, the personal touch and hospitality of a traditional dude ranch is carefully blended with the service and amenities of a fine resort. Our family's been here since 1965. Great place to ride, do our activities of e-biking, rock climbing, shooting, archery, and hiking, all on our 4 square miles of pristine Sonoran Desert on the north boundary of the national park. We offer several packages from everything included to get away today, where you can sample our rooms, breakfast, and one activity.
Roofs R Hot provides excellent construction services for homes and businesses. When it comes to roofing projects, Roofs R Hot has their processes down to a science. They use satellite imagery with measuring capabilities in order to help them estimate your project accurately without ever stepping on your roof. Roofs Are Hot provides you with options in order to help you make the best decision for your home. Contact Roofs Are Hot for your roofing needs at 520-314-7774 or go to roofsarehot.com now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Mr. Andres Ruiz of I Believe Myself Coaching and Speaking, Speaking and Coaching, Walking and Talking at the Same Time.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a skill set.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, welcome back. We have Rod Arenas here with Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. And he definitely always gives us the good stuff. The thing I love having you on the show, Ron, is like we mentioned even at the beginning, is like I've had an air conditioner most of my life. I've dealt with, you know, plumbing, heating, cooling are a major factor in my life, yet you come on and you always give us good new stuff that I hadn't even thought about.
Oh, okay.
And well, kind of in that same vein, what's something that I'm not thinking about, or people don't think about, to prepare for the winter in this season, when you'd imagine this to be the most advantageous, most cost-effective time to kind of do some of that preparatory work for the winter?
Well, probably in the fall. You're talking, or I think we're maybe mentioned about the pipes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You always want to make sure that your exterior pipes are wrapped,
mm-hmm.
and okay. That way they don't freeze.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
one good thing. And then in the fall, also before it gets cold, probably October or maybe early November, get your furnace serviced. Just mm-hmm. make sure that everything is safe and ready to work for you
mm-hmm.
when we do have a cold night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and as you're talking about all that stuff, I was going to ask you in regards to like the plumbing for people who have, for example, for me, we have like that underground plumbing, I guess. You know, I even got a letter from somebody saying that, you know, you can get some type of insurance like for plumbing that's underground, that, you know, that you're responsible, that's it's on your property.
Right, yeah. You know, so from the water meter to your house, you're responsible for everything.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So like for people like that, like what would you say? Is there like a type of service or any type of like, you know, tips that you would give those people?
No. I mean, and it depends on what kind of materials they used for that water main. But most of those last at least 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Well, what would you say is like the most common call you get this time of year?
For plumbing or air conditioning?
Let's say air conditioning.
Air conditioning would be air conditioning's not cooling or mm-hmm. not cooling efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's like a wide plethora of
there
issues?
Is. Yeah. 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 It could be one of know, 50 different things.
It could be a filter, right. a fuse, or a breaker.
Right. Yeah. Or it could be a combination of a few little mm-hmm. things that turned into a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would you suggest to a homeowner? When is the point where they should definitely pick up the phone and call before they start fiddling around with stuff? Or they should not fiddle around with stuff at all.
And other than changing your air filter, making sure that that's clean. Yeah, if your temperature starts climbing and it's above your set temperature, or if it's just not cooling at all, and that's time to get on the phone and try to get someone out there as quickly as possible.
Nice.
Yeah. And then like, for example, with the outside units, because I know that people have some units on the top or on the outside, with making sure like what are the things that you need to be changing on a consistent basis, like to make sure that air conditioning, you know, is working well, like the outside part, like the coils, or what is it that
right yeah there's place? Nothing really that you need to change on it. You just need to make sure that there's proper airflow going through there. So you need to make sure that the surrounding area is clear of plants or anything that could block the airflow, because you're trying to take heat out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing
mm-hmm.
a heat transfer.
What type of clearance are you looking at on that unit?
Probably just about a foot.
A foot?
Yeah,
okay.
A foot all the way around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Definitely just nothing up against it.
Right, yeah, so, nothing up against it. Yeah. Sometimes dogs lay up against it,
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, because it's sucking air through there, it's going to suck some of their fur
mm-hmm.
off of
mm-hmm.
there, and then it just builds up.
Yeah.
My dog doesn't lay on it. He pees on it. So
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's very corrosive.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very, very corrosive.
And what is there anything you can do to minimize that? Is there anything you do to deal with it once it's happened? Because I've definitely seen it dozens of times in
right,
my life.
Right. So. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing you can do once it happened, but you try to maybe block the dog from getting over there. Mm-hmm. Maybe put a little fence around it or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. And I don't think we've ever talked about it on this show. We talk about it. It's a big thing, kind of just in the essence of Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, the makeup of your business. And, you know, who runs Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, and
right,
you know, and how Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing is as much as you know, amazing local business that can handle all those needs. It's a family business.
It is a family business. Yeah. I started it 21 years ago.
Nice.
My wife works in the back office, and I have two of my sons working for me.
Mm.
They're both techs in trucks. And then we have other technicians that are in their own trucks also.
Mm. But,
yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. And what inspired you to start this company?
Like, I was working for a couple other small companies, and I just felt that I could do it better and do it with honesty and integrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And then, you know, with honesty and integrity, I think it's really important because I've had my fair share of people that I've had over for AC, plumbing, and man, honestly, it was just not
right.
Like, yeah. So, I mean, you know, I think like for yourself, like, what would you say, like, it would be something that you could like let people know about, like, honesty and integrity when it comes to business? Like, what have you done to make sure that you keep that going, that honesty and that integrity?
Well, I review all the invoices that come in. They're all electronic. So when we email you as a customer, when we email you your invoice, I also get a copy of it on the email. So I look over everything. And we constantly do training. We had training this morning. You know, we're not going to sell you anything that you don't need. But we're trying to solve the problems that you have, whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, and we're trying to give you the best options for you. And then you can decide which way you want to go.
Yeah, nice. And it's, I guess, kind of as we start jumping out of here, how can listeners contact you? How can they, you know, find out what you guys are into?
Right. They could call us at 520-440-4069 or go to picturerockscooling.com.
Okay, and tell the number one more time.
520-440-4069.
And I'm guessing you guys do the social media and all that kind of fun stuff?
We do. We're okay on social media.
Yep. Okay. So that's Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Yes. Right?
Yep. Cool. Well, thank you once again, Ron.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's always awesome to have you on. And maybe one of these times have one of your sons on.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Just thinking of it, it's interesting. I've never met your sons, but in the future, I definitely want to talk about the honor it must be working with your sons. Me and Andreas both having boys ourselves.
Right. It is. It's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's super cool. Well, thanks. Thanks once again, brother.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Mr. Andreas Ruiz with his King's Lift Up King shirt. So I'm feeling especially supported today.
Thank you, Ray Cook. I got it from her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Cool. So, but if you have not been to veteranrescuemission.org yet, please go there today. We're looking for whatever proceeds we can possibly get to help our homeless veteran transition program, Veteran Rescue Mission. We're especially looking for cars, RVs, and unused vehicles. We have veterans regularly asking for vehicles to get to their appointments or just to get to their new jobs. So go to veteranrescuemission.org, check out our Veteran Rescue Mission transition program and our Shelter Veteran Rescue Mission, and also check out all the ways that you can help us connect veterans with the housing and the benefits that they need. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Photography by Jonathan Arlia proudly provides portrait, event, real estate photography, and videography to the Tucson area. They're also Part 107 certified to fly drones commercially and provide high-end 3D virtual tours as well. Choosing Photography by Jonathan Arlia to capture your much-needed pictures will help yield the results you need in a friendly and easygoing collaboration. Visit their website at photography-ja.com or call 243-9571 today.
Gap Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. I am your host and speaker, Andres Ruiz, alongside the Jonathan Lee McLean.
Thank you, Mother.
Pastor Jonathan Lee McLean. Yeah. Not the diehard. No,
that's John McClane.
This guy's better.
I don't know.
Die
I wonder hard. If his name is Jonathan McClane. I never really. I wonder what the diehard guy's middle name is.
I don't know. Maybe we're gonna have to look that up, man.
Yeah,
Wikipedia. But this is the Common Good Radio Show, and we're back here with a good friend of mine, Juan J.D. Delgado, with Roofs Are Hot.
Yeah, he rocks. Hey,
how you doing? Yes. How you fellas doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I love your energy, dude.
Yeah, in my world, JD Delgado's a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I talk about him as much as I do anybody in my household, really. Yeah, you'll see. When you meet my wife, JD, you'll see she'll be like, man, he won't shut up about you. Yeah, so thank you for being here.
So now I'm blushing.
Yeah, good. Well, do it. The video right, people can see. Blushing. JD Delgado blushing.
Yes. Very good. Yes. Yeah, man. So thanks for being on the show again. And, you know, like, I know this time of year, man, it's probably the busiest time of year. And I know that every time that I see you, like, at the Sands Club or networking events, you start telling people, hey, it's time to start getting prepared because, you know, the rain is coming, monsoon, all that good stuff. And, you know, what would you say, like, during this time of year, like, what are the most frequent calls that you get, like, throughout the, like, this time of the year?
So the calls that I get, homeowners already know they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just procrastination. And, you know, I'm guilty of it also.
Mm-hmm.
And so they already know they have a problem. Now it's like, all right, I need to get somebody to look at it professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And get on it to find out what I need to do to get it fixed.
Mm.
So that's probably one of the most common calls that I get, and that can be in a lot of different scenarios. But you know, the brush stroke, that's a one that I get in regards to that. And then another one is just a roof inspection, just getting somebody up there to look on the roof to see what's going on. Because the roofing standard or roofing maintenance consists of getting up on your roof or doing a visual inspection. They say three times, but it could be two times a year.
Okay. Oh, really?
So, yeah, you get up there and you see what's going on. Because what can happen a lot of times is, you know, because of a storm or whatever it is, debris, branches, rocks, whatever, they can be thrown up or fall on your roof, and it creates a gash or it breaks a tile or rips a shingle off, or wind rips a shingle off, and you won't even know it. Unless you get up there, or with these with the flat roofs with the parapet walls that are up, debris will get actually clogged up in there. So when the monsoons hit, I mean, we get freaking gallons and gallons of water going through these scuppers. And if they're plugged up, man, there's literally a freaking swimming pool. I've seen it before, man. There's like, you know, 2 feet high.
Oh, man.
2 feet high. Mm. And you know, if that stays too long, it's just going to freaking drop.
Yeah.
It'll just drop right wherever, you know, inside the house, garage, whatever. And that happens. So it's important that you get up there and check it out, clean it, clean your roof, and see what's happening.
When you say, like, clean your roof, like, would you recommend, or what kind of tips would you give, like, a homeowner to kind of you know, keep it maintained, or what are your thoughts?
The easy way is brush a blower, blow it off, brush it off. I mean, the best way. And another one is a power washer, except for like if you have a shingle roof or a slope roof. Of course, you don't want to be like you're trying to power wash. You're going to go right off the roof with your power washer. He told me to go up there with my power washer. Yeah. But, yeah, so, you know, like I said, just going up there and checking it out. I mean, seeing what's going on, what's clogging your scuppers or in the valleys, debris, you know, blowing it out, sweeping it out, just making sure. So this is the thing. The perfect roof has a slope with nothing obstructing the water from getting off the slope. That's a perfect, I mean, of course, you got to put, there's going to be, you know, skylights, pipe jacks, ACs or whatever. But that's the perfect roof, is having a nice clean surface with a waterfalls on it. And it just goes right off, flows off. Quick, easy. You want the water to flow off the roof as quick as possible. So, just keeping that in mind, that's, you know, the basic foundation.
And something that's coming to mind kind of as you're saying this, particularly when, you want to check your roof 2 to 3 times a year, is that something you suggest an individual do? Or should they call you guys or call a professional up at least to get up there and fool around on the roof at least a couple times a year?
So if you look it up online, the number one leading death of accidents at a home is on a ladder.
Oh, dude, don't tell me, don't get me started, bro. Because when I put the lights up, man, I'm scared. One time I was up there for, I don't know, like 15 minutes, man, trying to get off. And dude, I was up there. I was like, I hope the neighbor doesn't come out and see me out here. But
you were terrified?
Dude, I'm terrified of heights. And my wife sometimes laughs. She's looking at me and she's like, and like, dude, it's not funny. I'm like,
you should make her switch places. Make her put up the lights.
I think so.
or pay somebody.
Yeah.
Pay somebody to do it. And so that's what it comes down to.
Wow.
You know, a lot of, they just want to do it yourself. But when it comes right down to it, that's one of the leading causes of death is falling off the ladder. And it's not even a high ladder. It's just, you know, it's coming right down. It's like, man, you got like 3 steps to go. And you're like, oh, man, I'm down. That's when it happens. So, yeah, I mean, of course, I recommend you hire a professional and so forth. But, you know, I mean, some people are just going to do it. You're just be careful. Just be careful in regards to that, because that's when it happens, is when you're getting on the roof from the ladder, or getting off the roof from the ladder.
Well, just even as you're describing, like getting up there with even a brush or a blower, like that, I could see myself doing that, but I could also see myself killing myself by doing that. So yeah, I can see giving you guys a call and having you guys check and handle those things rather than myself, because sometimes I forget about my limitations, but they do exist.
I mean, for everybody, for me too. So funny story, when I first started in the roofing business, there was, I went to do a roof inspection on a loft over, it was over by the U of A. So it was a loft, so the roof was, it was like, gosh, 20 feet about. And it was when I first started, so, and it was, I didn't realize how steep.
We're gonna have to cliffhanger it.
Yes.
All right. If you want the rest of that story, hang in here after the break. It's the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We got JD Delgado with Rooster Hot. You guys hang out. We got a good story coming back. My heat.
Heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
We like to say here at White Stallion Ranch, the personal touch and hospitality of a traditional dude ranch is carefully blended with the service and amenities of a fine resort. Our family's been here since 1965. Great place to ride, do our activities of e-biking, rock climbing, shooting, archery, and hiking, all on our 4 square miles of pristine Sonoran Desert on the north boundary of the National Park. We offer several packages from everything included to get away today, where you can sample our rooms, breakfast, and one activity.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. This is Andres, your host, and your other host, John McClain, the pastor. Yes. John McClain. Yes. And we have the powerhouse Juan J.D. Delgado that brings the energy all the time, brings the charisma and the excitement to
that's
the
correct.
Radio. Yeah.
That's very
so
correct.
Yeah, man, it's and you know, he kind of left us with a little cliffhanger.
Yeah.
He was talking about being at the loft. I don't know. He was like about 20 feet tall. And tell us the rest of the story.
Well, first, I'm still blushing by all the compliments you're giving me. So.
Oh, yeah. No, dude.
You're just a good dude.
Yeah, you really do bring the energy. Doesn't you bring the energy?
You know, just like I say regularly to people, like, I didn't wake up yesterday a pastor. I've lived a life, you know, you've lived a life, you know, been through some stuff for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But this man that you became, you know, I'm proud to hang out with and call a friend. So, you know, I'm going to just call it what it is.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate it. And John, he talks more about you than he does anybody else.
Okay. No, you're putting it on. No, but thank you though. Yeah. So with this story, this is when I first started, so I have my ladder, and you know, I have one of those foldable gorilla ladders, so I put this ladder up, and I'm like, all right, get up on the roof. And it was kind of steep, didn't look too bad. I was like, all right. So, you know, it reached up there, and it was, within the guidelines, you know. Oof. Over. Yeah. So I get up on the roof, and what I do is when I get up on the roof, you want to go all the way up to the peak. Mm. So you just go, you don't want to stick around. You just go all the way up to the peak, and then you start doing your inspections, taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that, and I climb up, and I go all the way up to the peak. I start taking my pictures, look at my visual, and I'm like, damn, this is a pretty steep roof. Didn't realize it because, you know, I just climbed right up.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, all right. And then I started noticing when I was walking around doing my inspection, the granule loss, and this is very common with shingle roofs, is the granule loss, because they put granules on the shingles to protect them from, you know, the elements and so forth, and to reflect the sun.
Mm.
So it creates so it just keeps the house cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So the granules were falling. I mean, there was major granule loss.
Oh,
and so,
wow.
So now I'm having to get down. It's like it's like sand on paper.
No,
I'm serious. You know, I mean, like my feet were just like, you could just hear it. Like, you know, dude, sand on paper. You could just hear it. Just sliding.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God,
I'm like, all right, I'm going to slide right off. Because I was looking at the ladder. I'm like, I'm going to slide right past that ladder, over the ladder, onto the floor.
That's scary.
And then I'm thinking, all right, so I'm going to have to call I'm going to have to call a fire department. I'm going to have to call 911 or something to get me off the roof.
Dude.
So I'm like, oh, how embarrassing. There was nobody else. So it's like, I'm sitting up there thinking. So I finally, what I figured out, I actually crawled on my back. I went on my back because I figured if I started sliding, I'd just like fall down, lay on my butt, or I would lay on my you know, back, so I wouldn't completely slide off. But I did make it off by the grace of God.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So yeah, I definitely said a prayer. I was praying right there. But yeah, it was quite an embarrassing time for me. But I've talked to other roofers before where they've actually done inspections and the ladders actually, you know, it falls off, and then they have yell at the neighbor or call somebody to, you know, pick up the ladder. So yeah, it's funny.
You know, and speaking about the neighbors, because the other day, you know, was passing by the neighborhood, was walking, and you know how you can see the neighbors' roofs. You know, some of the neighbors, I could see that they had some of their, I don't know if it's their shingles or something, they were falling apart, you know, like they're not falling apart, but they fell off, and the roof didn't seem like good. You know, I think the shingles, some shingles were missing or whatever it was. But like, if you see that, like what would you say to the people that if you're seeing in your neighborhood that type of
that's damage? Wind damage, and that's actually a documented where you can actually file a claim with your insurance. If there's enough wind damage, they'll actually pay to have that fixed. And an important thing to check in regards to that, you know, especially if before monsoon season, is checking your insurance policy to see what type of deductible you have. Because if it's say $3,000 or $4,000 to fix that area or fix that roof, and you have a $2,000 deductible or a $3,000 deductible, you're only going to get like $1,000 to fix it. You know, it's and a lot of times what I've been running into, a lot of times homeowners don't even know what their deductible is, and then right now they're doing they're actually it's a percentage of what your home value is. That's what their deductible is.
That's what they're basing it off.
Yeah. Okay. So you mean if it's a three, you know, if you bought the house for $200, now it's, you know, with the high value of homes, it's a $350. I mean, you're looking at, you know, that's a big deductible, 2%. That's about $7,000 deductible right there.
Yeah. So for those people that
are but like, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not good at math either. So. but so with that, you know, that right there, like, what would you tell the people? I mean, would you tell them to call their insurance company to up that, or what would you suggest to people?
Call them up just to find out exactly what their deductible is and what they're comfortable with. Because a lot of times, I mean, if people have the money in the bank, then yeah, go for a high deductible. You know, you're going to have a lower payment, but a lot of times a lot of homeowners, they don't have, you know, $3,000 or $5,000 in their bank just, you know, available if something happens. So you got to go with a lower deductible.
Yeah. Yeah. And in regards to like deductibles and all that, you're talking about how it's wind damage. It's like, and it sounds like it's natural causes that the deductibles help you out with. What if it's something that there is going on indoors, like inside the roofs, like what, is there a deductible for that, or how do people resolve that?
So this is how it works. So it's an act of God. So it has to be related to storm damage, to an act of God, and insurance. What I've seen is insurance adjusters or companies will not insure your roof if it's because of preventative maintenance. And that's why the preventative maintenance is important. So if you have, you know, a flat roof where you've never cleaned it off and there's a bunch of debris that tore up the roof and so forth, they're going to be like, well, you haven't been maintaining the roof. Or, you know, this it's we're not going to pay for any damage or so forth. And with the inside damage, that's another part of the problem. And I really don't, I don't do like mold remediation or water or water damage or dry outs like that. So I pretty much just work on the roofing claims.
Yeah.
And so if I do have to do that, I outsource to another agency that I work with.
Yeah. So, and then in regards to like the roof where people, you know, like keeping that maintenance, like what does that look like for the people that are wanting to get maintenance? Like, you know, how many times a year, what's the cost, or how does that work?
If you have a flat roof, I mean, the power washing it once a year is more than adequate. So with the shingle roof or the other roofs, once a year going up, I mean, if twice a year is the best, you know, just making sure the valleys, the gutters, scuppers, those other areas are cleaned out. You know, just getting up there or you know, calling us, and I can get somebody out there to do that, you know, for a minimal fee. And then if there are any issues that need to be done, we take pictures and let you know, say, hey, you know, it's cracked right here. So we're going to need to add some roofing material and you know, just put a do a patch to this area. So and what maintenance usually looks like is you seal all the penetrations and all the high areas of water infiltration. So the areas where the valleys, the gut, the scupper areas, you know, any ponding areas and so forth. And ponding is very common, especially with the older flat roofs. It's just going to happen because of gravity. And a lot of times people are like, oh, it's fine. Well, if it's not leak, it's just an old roof. It's just, you know, everything starts sagging after after years and years, and everything starts sagging.
Yeah, that's what everything. They say.
Yep. Yeah, so...
I think I shared with you back in the day. I was a pool and landscape contractor, and being a pool contractor, I saw some of the craziest pools, like particularly from a repair standpoint, having to repair, you know, a pool that looks like it's going to have an alligator crawling out of it any second, you know. I've dealt with some stuff.
Yeah.
What type of horror story do you have? And for yourself, stuff that you've had to deal with or stuff that you saw going looking at a roof.
Oh my gosh, dude. I've seen ecosystems under roofs, especially the tile roofs, like out in the desert.
I mean,
with the rats, bats, bees, you lift those tiles up, there everything's underneath there.
Yeah.
This past year, man, there was a lot of trees that fell onto the roofs and onto homes.
Oh my God.
That was crazy. But I've seen, actually I did a roof. This roof actually had almost five layers of roofing. It was built in like 1950. Five layers, man. That thing was like this. It was like, what, about 3-4 inches?
Thick? Yeah. Wow. Instead of taking off the last layer, they just added another.
Oh, yeah, just add. Just keep going, yeah. So now we'll rip it off. But, yeah, and then...
And the weight, yeah.
Actually, there was one roof. This was actually crazy. It was about 3 years ago, and remember, we didn't get rain for like 2 months. It was right before monsoon. We didn't get rain for like 2 or 3 months. And this roof had multiple, it was a flat roof, and it had multiple layers. And what they did was they had one roof, and then they put the wood on top of the other roof.
Oh, wow.
And then they roofed on top of that. So when we started pulling up, there was actually water underneath that. And it hadn't rained for like two months.
Oh,
there was water trapped in between it. I was like, so it was getting in, and then it was ponding in there. But yeah, it was crazy. It was like,
wow, that's insane. Yeah.
Tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you and how they can connect with Rooster House.
The best way to get a hold of me is you can call or text me on my direct number. My direct number is 444-3178. Okay. That's 444-3178.
Perfect.
Or you can go to my website. It's Roofs Are Hot, and it's all spelled out roofsarehot.com, and you can fill out an online form there.
Well, thank you so much for coming on with us, brother.
Good stuff. Right, appreciate it.
It's the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John, here with Andres Ruiz. We'll catch you next week.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
My heat and air were in a state of disrepair.
The heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
The Pima County Medical Examiner reported that 2019 drug overdose deaths were higher than any other accidental cause of deaths. So thank you for helping keep opioids and other prescription medications away from children in your home. If you'd like to learn about locking caps or lock boxes to keep your home RX safe, call the Pima County Community Prevention Coalition of PEP, Inc., 520-205-4781, and ask about our free medication lock caps and boxes.